More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Teich. A little over a year ago, we spoke with filmmaker and Milwaukee native Jack Turner, who had been tapped to produce a series of films to promote the city and tell some remarkable stories. The series is called Dear Milwaukee, and it's being produced by Turner, some local filmmakers, Visit Milwaukee, and About Face Media. Dear Milwaukee features very short movies telling Milwaukee stories. This Thursday at the Milwaukee Film Festival, the short film I Am, produced by Turner, will be featured at the Milwaukee Show. On Friday, We Are What We Are, also produced by Turner, will be screened. Lake Effect's Bonnie North reached Turner in New York and talked about his filmmaking.
About a year and a half ago, I was approached by Jonathan Jackson at the film festival, and he had asked if I'd be interested in talking with Visit Milwaukee about kind of coming up with a tourism/branding campaign for the city of Milwaukee. And we sat down and really, instead of doing a traditional commercial campaign, we decided to really focus the approach on the people that live in the city and basically do a series of short online videos that feature these individuals, demonstrating that the reason we all love Milwaukee and that people decide to live here is because of the people that make up the city, and kind of tell their stories and show off all the different things that they're able to do in the city.
And they're wonderful little films. As you said, you know, they're short, but between 2 and 3 minutes, most of them, and lovely full arced stories in those 2 or 3 minutes, but little vignettes about specific people. I mean, from the famous, like the Harley Davidson people, all the way to, you know, just a cab driver who, you know, who takes you around what his passion is. I mean, he drives the city, but he also goes to every music venue that he possibly can and has tickets to prove it. And so it's a way to show off the city in a different, as you said, not really a commercial way.
Yeah, exactly. It's really just focusing on the people from the city and to tell their stories in a way that's more personal. And for example, even the people that are, you know, maybe more well-known, like artist Reginald Baylor, it was great to interview him, love his work. But the real story that we wanted to reveal was that he used to be a truck driver. And so it was a great moment for him to talk about the point where he was able to realize that he was making enough money off of his artwork that he was able to then eventually sell his truck. And those are the types of stories that we wanted to kind of unearth, because that's what kind of drives all of us, is kind of pursuing things on the creative side of things or on the business side of things, but being able to kind of achieve what we set out to do. And then we also, as you mentioned with Rory, the cab driver, it's great to see that he's been driving a cab for so long, but at the same time, he's also going to these concerts. And in many cases, what he'll do is go to a concert, then rush out before the encore and get in his cab and go pick up people that are leaving a concert. And so when people hop in the cab and they talk about the concert, he's able to say, yeah, I was there too. You know, that's the kind of passion for the city that we wanted to put on display.
You're also using local filmmakers as well, and asking people to, even if they're not filmmakers, to send pictures and video and that sort of thing to the DealMilwaukee.com site. And how much of it have you collected in that year and a half once things got going?
Oh, it was amazing. The response was just incredible. People really wanted to be a part of the campaign. That was really our idea as well. It's like, the log line or the tagline was Our Town, Your Stories. So, you know, we are going to pick a few stories that we find that we think will be good for the campaign, but also we reached out to the community to send us their ideas. And so we ended up then choosing 3 of those that were submitted to make into films as well. And it should be something for Milwaukee, but made entirely by people from Milwaukee, as well as the community themselves.
So how long do you think that this is going to go on? Do you see an indefinite time frame on this, or do you have an idea that it's finite?
Oh, I mean, we would love this to continue as long as we could. And at this point, we have another 3 films that we're going to be making. One is going to be featuring the architecture of the city. Another one is going to be focusing on higher education in the city. And then the last one would be focusing on families. And so those are the ones that we're we know we're going to do, and those are based on the kind of contest winners from all the submissions that we received over the past year. So, but we would love this campaign to continue on because we're having a blast doing it, and again, working with a lot of Milwaukee filmmakers on each of the pieces, and it's just been great. So we're also looking forward to showing all of these films in an event that we'll coordinate with the film festival in the next few months, and give the directors and crew from the films to be able to talk about them as well. So really, really trying to make this a collaborated effort.
One of those filmmakers is Chris Thompson, who showed his Jeffrey Dahmer film last year. Really wonderful filmmaker, and farther up the ladder than probably a lot of the beginning filmmakers that might be participating in this. What is the film of his? Because one is showing tomorrow night, right?
Yes, on Thursday night, and that's going to be part of Milwaukee Night Shorts program, which is an amazing night. I mean, I've gone a few times, and it's one of the first screenings to sell out every year, and because again, Milwaukee comes out to support their own, and so it'll be shown before all the Milwaukee filmmakers show their films that have been selected by the festival. But Chris's piece is called High Art: Three Stories, and basically, in one short, he follows three kids that are all participating in the performing arts in Milwaukee, and we kind of show off what they do on a daily basis, and then demonstrate that they're able to achieve their dreams in Milwaukee and not having to leave to go anywhere else, any major city or any other coast. And so we first feature a young girl who is part of the Milwaukee Ballet Academy, and then secondly we feature a young boy who is an intern working with the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, and then lastly we feature a young girl who is part of the First State Children's Theater, and follow them over the course of one day. It's beautiful. Beautiful film, and we're really excited to premiere it for everyone to see.
What has been the response from around the country to this, but also from people here in Milwaukee to the entire project?
Well, I think you know, here in Milwaukee and around the country, I think people have been responding to the fact that it's an original idea. It's something that is more honest and straightforward. I think the great thing about Milwaukee is that people are very self-aware. And, you know, I feel like that's an important way to put this city on display, is that you should show it in terms that make sense and really reflect the place and the city where people, you know, where people live. And so it's been a really, we've had great support, and this campaign has been really, really popular. And it's starting to spread. We're noticing that other cities are trying to adapt this type of a campaign to themselves because they see how it's working and how popular it's become.
Well, Jack Turner, I wish you the best of luck with it. It's a great idea. The films are available, at least the ones that are done so far, at DearMilwaukee.com. And will you be at the festival this year, or will we see you when the whole thing is shown in a couple of months?
I'll be at the festival. I'll be there on Milwaukee night, and then also have another feature film that will be playing on Friday night. It's called We Are What We Are. And so I'm excited to be a part of the film festival again this year. It's, again, one of the most significant cultural events of the year. So here we go again.
Here we go. Jack, as always, such a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie. I love it. I'll talk to you soon.
Jack Turner is a filmmaker and Milwaukee area native. He's the executive producer of the Dear Milwaukee short film series. Two of his films will be featured later this week at the Milwaukee Film Festival, including I Am and We Are What We Are. Jack Turner spoke with Bonnie North. One last break, and then we'll get the best of Milwaukee Magazine's annual Best Of issue. We'll chat with Claire Hannon when Lake Effect continues on WUWN.